In the same class we are studying, having too much of close relationship causes a lot of problems. In every aspect of life it causes problems. When you become too close, perhaps you say some of your secrets. And as it comes in the hadith, عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ بَغِيظَكَ يَوْمًا مَا. Perhaps someday he will become your enemy. Many cases it happens, marriages it happens, how many years of marriage, and afterwards it breaks up. And then, or whatever secrets we know of one another, we know the court cases and all the dirty linen that is being washed in there. So therefore, if you keep a bit further away, you are more safer. Also, with regard to that, when we become too close with one another, then lot of other evils also start. The one, especially if it is bad friends who get together, then we learn the bad habits of one another. One is a smoker, for example. You're not a smoker, but eventually you'll see you also become a smoker. And all other bad habits also. The righteous and the pious, which is difficult to discern and to make out at this age of your life. If you have the company of somebody who is righteous and pious, good qualities will come into you. But amongst yourselves as friends, always try and keep your reasonable distance. You don't become a snob also. You know, you don't become somebody that has got pride and you regard others as bad. In fact, ulama have written that, for example, instead of having bad company, to stay away and stay aloof on your own, that is more better. But this also, that we don't stay away from the next person because we regard him as bad, that will be very detrimental and dangerous. But we stay away for that we want to save him from the bad that is in me. That is why I'm not mixing so much with friends, etc. So that they can be saved from my bad. Not that I'll be saved from their bad. That will bring great pride in a person. But basically it is that we should try and keep within our own, within to ourselves. And as students of deen, your best company are your kitabs. For the Hif students, your Quran Sharif, your friend changes. Many times we have students who come and complain that this friend of mine is not speaking to me now. And it shows that that friendship has become too close. That is why it is affecting him now. And he's feeling bad about it. Because that friendship had become too close. So if we keep our little distance, and we keep your friends change also. Today they are your friends, tomorrow they are your enemies. But your kitabs won't change. The kitabs will remain the same. Quran Sharif won't change. It will remain the same. So therefore, while we are studying especially, don't try and be too close to any person. Just reasonably, we see the incidents of our elders. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, he was not allowed by his father to even make salam to another student. Now we will say that is against Islamic teachings, but for tarbiyat, all these things are permissible. Whether we see in the lives of the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prohibited also from people from making salam to a certain Sahabi for a certain reason, and he was not also allowed to associate with another person. But this is all a period, a tarbiyat period. But anyway, Hazrat Shaykh was not allowed to make salam to anyone, and if another student made salam to him twice in one day, then Hazrat Shaykh would get hiding from his father. That why is he so close to you? Why is he making so much salam to you? Hazrat Shaykh had nothing to do with it. The other person, he made salam twice in a day. What did Hazrat Shaykh have to do with it? But so strict they were, and then men of that caliber were produced. What a great man Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, was produced. So in the Khanqa of Hazrat Ji Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib rahmatullah, people should share a room for 40 days, for 4 months they came there for the Islah, and at the end of the period, they did not even know the names of one another. They did not know which town they come from. Forget address and contact details. They did not even know what was their profession, what work they did, how many children they had. And we are such, in the first meeting with somebody, We know the whole history of the person. Everything we talk finish and we discuss everything. So if we have come for a purpose here, and that is to acquire ilm, and that was must be our focus. And those of us who will keep that focus, and that our ilm we have to acquire, becoming hafiz, becoming an alim, and we keep that focus on that, inshallah we will get a lot of ilm. And those who are always want to have tea with one another, we go out with one another for to the shops, etc. Always we've got other things, then it is difficult to acquire this knowledge. So therefore, those of us, may Allah make it that we all want to acquire knowledge in earnestness, proper knowledge and thorough knowledge, and as much as possible of this knowledge. For that, to remain dedicated to your kitabs, to your Quran, is of absolute importance. May Allah Ta'ala bless us all with this understanding, and let us have this and become good alims and huffaz, inshallah. Ma'ashir. Ma'ashir.